politicians were losing ground after the Cancun meetings got shut down. They got together, got real scared, got Miami quite prepared to slaughter those who disagreed with this corporate-led regime. They'd rent the fence, flex their might, and then they'd burn the Bill of Rights. It was a perfect plan. Scrap the paper for which it stands. So Miami passed a law saying no free speech, same with Boca Raton, no freedom in the streets, no protesting. FTAA, not this undemocratic. USA, if violence erupts, we'll bring peace back with tasers, clubs, and CS gas, don't fear. Timothy's here with bikes and fences and riot gear, you're free. As free as the Miami PD will let you be.
Hey there, this is Marco. I'm sitting in Bletchley, Oregon at Nana Shanti Community, and I am doing FSCK, the corporate media number. What number is it? Is it 14? I think we're at 14. Anywho, this is an intro. I have about a 10-minute piece called Upper High Singing. I'm going to republish in here, and I've got the newest media minutes from yesterday. And that's pretty much about it. I might do a snippet or two from Bad Cop, no doubt.
And then we're out of here.
So remember, don't hate the media. FSCK, the corporate media. Later.
The banks, the tanks, and the richest country. So here it comes, the FTAA, privatizing all in its way. You better pay your debts and kill those who may possibly oppose an agreement stating that all that's free can now be owned for enough money, undermining democracy, taking control of the water of the world, the final goal of capitalism.
Welcome to Media Minutes, a weekly review of news relating to the intersection of media and democracy. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm Kimberly Cronick.
Several hundred people packed an auditorium on the campus of the University of Iowa on Wednesday, October 5th, to express their displeasure with media consolidation to Democrat FCC Commissioner Jonathan Adelstein. The town meeting, co-sponsored by Free Press, was designed to collect public comment that could be put into the record as the FCC considers a second go-round at revising media ownership rules. Most of its first attempt in 2003 was struck down in court. Public comment at the meeting ran for more than 3 hours, with the vast majority of speakers lamenting the erosion of diversity of voices and viewpoints to be found on TV, radio, and in print. For his part, Jonathan Adelstein expressed sympathy with the public's frustration and told the assembly that he would push for formal FCC public hearings on media ownership before the commission took up any further revisions to the rules. Similar town meetings on the future of media have already been held in Michigan, Minnesota, New Mexico, and Oregon. At least one more is in the works this year, slated to take place in Asheville, North Carolina.
A new report from the nonpartisan Government Accountability Office calls the White House and the Education Department on the carpet for spending millions of dollars to monitor and influence reporting on education issues. Specifically, it finds the Bush administration did break federal anti-propaganda laws by funding initiatives that constituted covert propaganda. These include the government's $250,000 contract for favorable spin from conservative columnist and commentator Armstrong Williams. At least one video news release produced by a fake reporter on contract to the Education Department, and a project involving the mass monitoring of media outlets to see if Republican-specific talking points were making it into print and on air in a favorable fashion. Unfortunately, the Government Accountability Office is only an advisory body with no power to prosecute, and earlier reports from inspectors at the Education and Justice Departments stop short of acknowledging any illegality.
As the federal government debates how to reorganize the electromagnetic spectrum to accommodate new digital technologies, lots of money will change hands in the process. The biggest beneficiary is expected to be the federal government itself, which, through auctions of spectrum, expects to raise billions of dollars for the national treasury. However, claims might be made that the government does not have exclusive ownership of the spectrum nationwide. Roanne Robinson-Shaddix of the Native Networking Policy Center says none of the treaties between tribes and the government mention anything about spectrum ownership. Previously, Shaddix was chief of staff of the National Telecommunications and Information Administration, a government agency which, in conjunction with the Federal Communications Commission, oversees the division of spectrum use.
There are several tribes who are talking about how, through treaties, they never ceded the airspace. They see this as a natural resource, and it's not one that they specifically ceded. And so there's a lot of discussion going on about how do you make the legal case and to demonstrate that tribes are owners of that airspace and should be compensated for any auctions that go on.
As of yet, though, there are no test cases in the pipeline to challenge federal control of the spectrum.
The Second Circuit Court of Appeals breathes new life into an antitrust lawsuit brought against the nation's dominant phone companies. The lawsuit accuses four companies, Bell South, Quest, SBC, and Verizon, of working out secret deals to carve up the country into regions in which one company would dominate. Thanks to this arrangement, the four now provide some 90% of all local phone service in the United States. A lower federal court had initially tossed the lawsuit, but the Second Circuit decided there was enough substance to its claims to go forward, although the three-judge panel declined to comment on the case's merits.
In the battle over file sharing, the music industry is finally getting a taste of its own legal medicine. So far, the Recording Industry Association of America has filed lawsuits against more than 13,000 people it accuses of sharing copyrighted songs online. Now, one of them is countersuing. 41-year-old Tanya Anderson says she's never even downloaded a song, yet the RIAA allegedly tried to strong-arm her into a settlement by paying a hefty fine. What's worse, Anderson's lawsuit claims the RIAA has hired a private company to hack people's PCs, just one of several tactics the industry reportedly uses in its anti-sharing crusade. If so, that is blatantly against the law. One of those most recently targeted in court is a 14-year-old girl. This after a lawsuit against the girl's mother was dropped by the industry after she signaled she would fight the case. You've been listening to Media Minutes, a joint production of the Illinois Initiative for Media Policy Research at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign and Free Press, a national nonpartisan organization dedicated to media democracy. For more information, visit our website at freepress.net.
Well, I was driving out of Oakland on a tour for Redwood Summer. The bomb went off inside my car. It was a major bummer. They blamed me for the bomb. It almost took my life. There's just one little thing they did. One last twist of the knife. I said the FBI stole my fiddle. FBI stole my fiddle. FBI stole my fiddle. And I want my fiddle back. Next day in the papers, although it made no sense, was a picture of my fiddle and they called it evidence. They took away my Birkenstocks, they took away my car. But when they took my fiddle, well, you know they went too far. Something like that. The FBI stole my fiddle, the FBI stole my fiddle. William Sessions, he stole my fiddle and I want my fiddle back. Strings was fuses, my bow. Let's try that one again. They said my strings was fuses, my bow it was the light. And down inside my fiddle hole I stashed my dynamite. So when I stroke my fuse strings with my fiddle bow, you'd better run for cover, cause this fiddle just might blow. Oh, the FBI stole my fiddle, FBI stole my fiddle. J. Edgar Hoover, he stole my fiddle, and I want my fiddle back. Special Agent Richard Held is the man behind the show. He helped frame Leonard Peltier and jail Geronimo. He falsified the evidence, life sentences, no bail. It's time to get them freed and let's put Richard Held in jail. Oh, the FBI stole my fiddle, FBI stole my fiddle, FBI stole my fiddle, and I want my... And I want my fiddle back. I'll say it one more time. The FBI stole my fiddle. FBI stole my fiddle. FBI stole my fiddle. Tom Ridge, you better give me my shit back. Or something like that. Actually, the song I was looking for is also in the same book called Uprise Singing, published by Alicia Little Tree. Yeah. Well,
somewhere in here, is the chorus to a song that I really, really, really like. I want to end with it. Well, you know, if I can find it. Actually, I'm going to do two things that lead up to it. We ain't leaving till we're out of the forest. We ain't leaving till you're out of the forest. We ain't leaving till you're out of the forest. We ain't leaving till you're out of the forest. This is for George Bush. You can threaten us with violence. You can threaten us with your chainsaws. You can threaten us with your police and your draconian unjust laws. But as long as you're bent on destroying the last wild places, we will continue resisting. We're not gonna get out of your faces. We ain't leaving till you're out of the forest. We ain't leaving till you're out of the forest. We ain't leaving till you're out of the forest. We ain't leaving till you're out of the forest. All right, for this next one, I'm gonna have to pick a key. Do this song however I feel like it usually. But before I do that song, give me some time here. I'm going to look for that other one. I suppose I could look in the index. It would probably find the song quicker for you than if I just keep looking and looking and looking. Well, what I'll instruct you to do is during the mixdown, I want you to take all these pauses out. So this recording takes up less space, maybe? Ah, found it. I knew it was only a matter of lots of time.
Paul and Silas bound in jail, had no money for to go their bail. Eyes on the prize, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, keep your eyes on the prize, hold on. The very moment I thought I was lost, dungeons shook and the chains fell off. Keep your eyes on the prize, hold on. Was the day we begun to fight. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Shook and the jails fell off right into the ocean. Oh Mary, don't you weep, don't you moan. Oh Mary, don't you weep, don't you moan. Pharaoh's army got the willows and we hung out our lyres to sing songs for our captors when we remembered Zion. Hold on, hold on, keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on, hold on, hold on, keep your eyes on the prize. Corporations dancing on the ruins of multinational corporations, dancing on the ruins of multinational corporations. Ha 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 ha. Say goodbye to plastic, goodbye to cars, no more convenience stores, and hello to stars. No more Wall Street and no more Pentagon. Just thinking about these things makes me happy. We're dancing on the ruins of multinational corporations, dancing on the ruins of multinational corporations, dancing on the ruins of multinational corporations. Ha 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 ha. Primer mundo. Ha, ha, ha.